Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Midweek Motivation. Last episode, Madison and I were discussing the one-year Bible plan and how we are going to dive all in to becoming fully devoted by studying the Word of God. So this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about just the kind of how to troubleshoot some of the early goals for yourself if you haven't already arrived at your goal. One of the things I would ask for you to consider is, when are you going to safeguard time for you to be in the Word of God? Is it going to be in the morning? Maybe as you're preparing for the day. Is it your commute? Maybe it's as you're driving to work. Do you have a ability to schedule in some time for you mid-morning? Maybe it is while you are at work over lunch break. Maybe it's sometime in the afternoon. If you're a stay-at-home mom, is there a ability to maybe have a nap time that your child is taking and that would give you a few minutes then? Maybe it's in the evening after you've fed everyone and gotten them tucked into bed, and maybe that's your time. Maybe that's your time to just stop and get into the Word of God before you go to bed. But the first thing you have to decide for yourself is, what is my goal for when I am going to meet? Because if you don't have a preset expectation of when, chances are your day will run and you'll get to the end and realize, ooh, I didn't get my when with the Word. So some of you may schedule appointments all day long to keep yourself reminded of where you need to be when. Have you ever thought about putting into your phone calendar a reminder for meeting with God in His Word? That's just one opportunity for you if you think that might be helpful. Maybe it's a sticky note, a post-it note that says, appointment with God, and you put it in your car and you take it into work and then you bring it back home if you don't get that done. And then you literally look at it and remind yourself, I haven't met with Him. I didn't have time yet. Well, take that time before you go to bed then. In the season of life that I am in right now, my time in the Word with God is in the morning. But there was a time when I was teaching school and I had three children and my husband was a coach and he was out the door early. So it was my responsibility to get myself and the kids ready and in the car, and either to the, at one point, a wonderful lady, Mama Vern, was watching them. Then it got to school and then some were in daycare, but it was still me. So morning was not the time available for me. So I did do it at night. Sometimes I'd be in the tub reading the Word of God, or I would do it before I went to bed. But you just have to decide in this season of life, the job you are in, whether it's an at-home job or an at-a-workplace job, with the relationships you're in, with whoever it is living in your household, still give the priority to address, when is my goal for myself? What is the expectation for me to meet with God in His Word? Then consider how, and if I think the when's the hardest, but consider how that's going to look for you. Are you going to use your phone? Because it's on a YouVersion, so it's all right there for you digitally. So are you going to read it through the app? Are you going to listen to it being read to you through the app? Or do you want to have a hard copy Bible with you? Are you a journaler? Do you want to journal questions that arise from the truth of His Word, or write down actual verses or words or anything? So if that's the case, and you've looked at when you're going to do it, then look at your how. Do you need a tote bag to put some items in to travel with you from home to work, to the park, to the gym, and back home? Or do you know without a shadow of a doubt you're doing it at home, so all of your supplies just need to be here? Okay. Do you need a basket with your supplies in? Do you need one bookshelf? Do you need an end table, your side table, the kitchen counter? Do you need a little thing to put your pens or highlighters in? Just pre-think it. I'm just telling you, pre-think it. It may seem like, why am I putting all this much work into this? Do the work. Plan ahead, because if you have a when you're going to meet with Him in His Word, how you're going to meet with Him in His Word, and the supplies you feel you need to meet with Him in His Word, you've already got three steps toward meeting with Him in His Word. Now, I'm not saying those steps can't change. You may vary, like this day, that's not going to work. I'm going to alter my plan. Okay, then alter your plan. But you still had a plan. So that's all I'm saying for you to consider. And then if you are choosing a particular read 1 year of the Bible through in a year, just pick your version of which app you're going to use to do that, or actually use your hard copy Bible to do that. But that's the other thing. Pick what version of that 1 year plan you're going to use, and then you've got your when, you've got your how, you should have your what, and I hope you have your why you're going to do this. And the two simple questions I'm offering you to ask yourself, that Madison and I are asking ourselves and then holding ourselves accountable to, is the first question is just, what truth am I getting from the Word of God? And this may come daily as you read. It may take a few days for you to sit and discover a truth from His Word. But just seek to find a truth from His Word as you are reading. So over the course of a week, your time in the Word, no matter if you have a few minutes or quite a few minutes, whether you're listening to it auditorily, whether you're commuting, whether you're sitting at your desk or a table, it doesn't matter the how or the when or the what, but the why you're reading His Word is to discover the truths of His Word. So as you're reading, that's what you should be looking for. What is the truth in this Word for me? And then once you come across a truth in His Word, that's what I like to write down. That is what I am. It's like I'm keeping a daily diary entry. It's like I'm keeping a journal of my journey with Him through His Word. And my daily entries are, there's a truth from His Word. And so that's when I date it. So like when I first started this, I started this on the 1st of January, and I have just a spiral notebook. I wrote January 1, 2025. I wrote day one. I start reading when I'm like, there's a truth from His Word for me. I wrote it down and I wrote the scripture reference that went with it. That's day one. Day two, I put January 2nd, 2025. I wrote day two. I start reading. I'm using the 1 year Bible and I'm reading down through there and I'm like, that is a truth from God's Word for me. I stopped, wrote down the scripture reference, and wrote down the truth right out of His Word. That's day two. Day three, I wrote January 3rd, 2025. Day three, I start reading. if you read through the whole day and nothing is jumping out to you as a truth from His Word, great. Don't write anything that day. Maybe one day you have two or three things that stick out to you that you know are for you a truth from His Word. Then write down multiple things. There is no expectation. This isn't a quiz. This isn't a test. You're not going to turn it in. It's not homework. You're not going to get a ribbon or an award for it. It's not going to affect your GPA. It's just your daily pursuit to continue to crave wisdom and understanding, knowledge of the Word of God. Then after you identify the truth from His Word, the next step and the next question to ask yourself is, how can I seek to apply that truth? How can I seek to apply that truth? You might have time that day that you read the Word of God and you write a truth down to seek to apply it, or you may not have time that day. Maybe that is something you do over the course of a few days or even once a week. You go back and look at the truths of His Word and you ask yourself, how can I apply these truths? How can I apply these truths? And for any of you women listening that are able and interested in joining us on site at New Life Church Fayetteville beginning Wednesday, actually our first Wednesday on site is going to be January 29th. January 29th, mark your calendar. So if you are able to be in person with us on site, come January 29th, a new podcast listening audience will be ahead, because we're going to be meeting in small groups this semester, and those are the two questions we're going to be asking each other every Wednesday in our small groups. Is anyone willing to share a truth from the Word of God that they've read? And does anyone want to share how they're seeking to apply a truth they read? And that's it. We are just going to hold ourselves accountable as Christ-like-minded believers to read His Word, study, and find the truth of it, and apply it to our lives. It seems pretty simple. We just have to be disciplined and hold each other accountable and encourage and support each other in the process. So I'm actually going to give an example of a couple truths I have identified and written down just since the beginning of this. And I have been in this for 6 days. So I had 6 days of the scripture to be reading, and I had multiple things that I wrote down, but I'm going to give you an example of just two of them. In case some of you are like, I don't even know what she means by identify a truth from God's Word. So that's a great question. It's basically anything in scripture, because the scripture is true, but it's you seeking something that is personally going to cultivate within you and develop you to be more Christ-like in your mind, in your affections, and in your actions. So what is going to stick out to me and what's going to stick out to you may be two totally different things. Because I may be praying for and asking for Him to lead me in an area that does not apply to you. I may be in a different season of life than you are. So what stuck out to me first is when I read day one, Genesis 1 and 2, it was the creation story. And I was reading, you know, in the beginning, God, and then it says, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So if anybody is like, well, I don't really know when this Holy Spirit came into the picture. Okay, he came in at the very beginning, day one, the beginning, God and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So I wrote that down as a truth, just to remind myself that if it's ever called into question, this is where it says God and the Spirit of God was hovering. And then as I kept reading into chapter 2, it was actually verse 2 that got into the statement of after he had created, and I had read the creation story many times, but it just reawakened with me the thought of why it was so important that the word encapsulated and kept for us as information and truth, that it was important that on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done and he rested. He rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. And so God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. So I literally wrote those verses down, Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3, and the question I wrote beside it was, why did he rest? Was he tired? I mean, I'm thinking, did God get tired after 6 days? Was God tired? Because if he's tired after creation, then how is he able to look after all of humanity? I mean, isn't that exhausting? So I thought, first and foremost, I'm like, no, he couldn't have been tired. But you know what? I thought it. So I gave myself the room to think it. So then I'm going to anchor that question down, and I'm going to use the truth of God's word to answer the questions I have. So I started studying about rest, specifically in the context of Genesis 2:2. And I went through a study of rest, and it took me to rest means to cease. It means to celebrate, and it was referring to the word that is where we get Sabbath, that the seventh day we rest. And yes, Matthew Henry said God did not rest because he was weary, but I thought, okay, I want to find somewhere in Scripture that answers that. So that took me to Isaiah 40:28, and I'm going to turn to that and read it for you. And I thought, yeah, see, I can have a question about the Word of God, and the Word of God is going to answer it. So here is 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So I'm like, okay. So he wasn't tired, but then what is the reason for the truth in God's word that he rested? He rested. And so the more I read on about it, it's because he was well pleased in what he had created and worked for, but he wasn't weary. He actually stopped to celebrate what he had done because it was good. And so I asked myself this question. This is what I wrote down. How do I rest? How do I rest? ? And I asked myself this question. What is it that I can cease from on the Sabbath day? And what is it I can celebrate? And how can I celebrate it on the Sabbath day? So those were questions I had to ask myself. Because then what Matthew Henry goes on to say is, in Sabbath, we should be celebrating the rest we have received from God. Because by sending his son, he finished the work he had started by salvation and redemption of our souls. So I thought, do I really get up on Sunday morning and think to myself, thank you, God, for sending your son to save my soul? I am going to cease from the workload, from whatever that's weighing heavy on me, from whatever I'm thinking about, whatever I'm still praying for. I'm going to cease on this day of Sabbath. I'm going to rest in you. And I'm going to celebrate what I have from you, that you have created this earth for us to dwell in. And I'm going to celebrate all that you have done for us, that you sent your son to die for us, that you have given us redemption. No, I'm going to be honest with myself. That is not how I get up and frame my every Sunday. Do I love going to church? Yes. Do I love being in community? Yes. Do I love the worship? Yes. Do I love listening to Pastor Seth preach? Absolutely. But I thought, wow, my truth from what I read was he modeled rest for a reason. And in this season, am I really ceasing from something and celebrating something on the Sabbath? Okay, so that was for me. Then I'm going to tell you one more. In Matthew 2, 13 through 23, I was reading. This was from day two, actually. And it was talking about how Herod was out to basically kill the Christ child. So he was looking for him and to make sure he could kill all the to make sure he got the Christ child, he was basically wanting to kill every child two and under. And so starting in verse 13, it says, "Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph." So departed was Joseph and Mary. This was after the wise men had gone to the Christ child, because that's when Herod summoned the wise men secretly to find out from them all about it. Anyway, so now after they had departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and he said this, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Okay, I've read that many times. I have heard that many times, but in prayerfully, and I always pray before I start reading, Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to me. That's the way I always start my time at the table with God. And so when I was reading this, it just leapt up off the page to me, those words, rise, flee, and remain. And I thought, I didn't know why. Rise. Well, that made sense. Take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and remain there. But there was something about that that I'm like, no, I'm going to look into that more. So I literally wrote that verse down, and I wrote those three words, rise, flee, and remain. So I started looking up those three words. I always do the literal dictionary definition first, and then I look at it more with a spiritual slant. So when I looked at those words, rise was like to get up, to respond, to follow. Spiritual slant was to awaken, to be established. So I thought to myself, okay, it's 2025, it's a new year. God, are you awakening me to establish me for a new purpose? What is this about? So I kept looking up rise. It means to swell, multiply, increase, gain, expand, accelerate, spread, build up. So I thought, I'm not even really sure where this is all going to go for me in this study. I'm at the beginning of it, sharing this with you today. But it is somehow, I know, like a call to action. It was like right off the page, the Holy Spirit was using this context to say, God then and God still now asks us to rise up and respond to him in obedience, absolute obedience. So I'm like, you have got my attention. And then it was flee. So I looked at that. It means in the dictionary to run away from danger or evil, to hurry toward a place of security. In the spiritual slant, it means to seek safety. It means to run to your safety. So I thought, okay, I got it. You are asking me personally to rise up and respond and follow you and seek safety in you. To seek safety in you and maybe flee away from something I shouldn't enter and then remain there until I tell you. Remain, to continue unchanged, to stay, to be, to exist, to be present, to abide, to endure, to hold on, to persist, to last, to keep up. So I'm excited for myself that I am going to continue, and I'll probably sit in this verse for a month or more. That's the marathon verse. I'm going to marinate in this verse, as Maddie was telling us about. But I'm going to continue sprinting through my daily reading of the word. But I am going to marinate in this verse and continue seeking what the Holy Spirit has for me about this truth, that I am to rise, flee, and remain. So that's all we are offering you to take part in. To take part in figuring out for yourself when, where, how, and what it's going to take for you to keep a discipline and an appointment with God in His Word. To ask the Holy Spirit to reveal His truths to you from His Word. And then look for, all you're looking for is a truth of His Word that is going to get your attention, either convicting you, affirming you, causing you to search for more truths to answer His Word. And then how can you apply that to your own life? How can you apply that? How is He going to strengthen you and bring out more Christ-like characteristics in you as you read and study His Word? That's so exciting. And I'm so excited that we're going to have women that are committed to this journey and this pursuit that we can gather together with and just simply ask them, so, can you share a truth from the Word of God? And how are you seeking to apply that truth? And if you can't be with us in the room, you can still be with us on the journey. Keep listening to the podcast. Maddie and I will be on here again on Monday to share more with you about what we are discovering as the truths from His Word and how we are seeking to apply those truths. Find you an accountability partner and start asking yourselves those questions. Love you so. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.